بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters and others at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with different moments in our lives, different days, different nights, different occasions in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon us His mercies, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us opportunities to seek His forgiveness, to turn to Him, to reap from His immense rewards that He has for us. Like the month of Ramadan we had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered His special mercies upon the believers, those who are fasting, those who are engaged in ibadah. In a similar way, now we are approaching the Mubarak month of Dhul-Hijjah. And next week, when the moon will be sighted, whichever day, then the first of Dhul-Hijjah will commence. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are extremely, extremely auspicious and blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has taken an oath on the first 10 nights of Laylat of Dhul-Hijjah. Wal-Fajri, by dawn. Wal-Layalin Ashr, and the 10 nights. Ulama Mufassireen have said that this refers to the 10 days and 10 nights of the Hijjah. Allah has taken an oath upon these nights, showing to us the importance of and significance of these days. So the first 10 days of the Hijjah, the first 10 nights of the Hijjah are very, very Mubarak. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ. Righteous deeds, amali saliha, done in during these 10 days are more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than being done any other time in the year. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ. Rasulullah said, there are no days, amalu salihu fiha, in which good deeds are done, ahabbu ilallahi azza wa jal, which are more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than done in these 10 days. Sahaba immediately, they were very, very curious, and they posed a very good question. Walal jihadu fi sabilillah, even striving in the path of Allah, even that is not as significant in reward as amal salih had done during these 10 days. Rasul said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Yes, even jihad in the path of Allah. Except if a man comes out, khadza bi nafsihi wa malihi, he comes out, falam yarja' bi shay'in minhu, and he does not return at all, he becomes a shaheed, that's a different matter. Otherwise, these 10 days are so blessed. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever keeps roza during these 10 days, of course the 10th of the Hijjah is the Umul Eid, you can't fast, but the remaining days, then if a person keeps roza in any one of the days, he gets the sawab of keeping fast for an entire year. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to keep some fast at least, even if it's one fast. At least the 9th of the Hijjah, whichever day in our country the 9th of the Hijjah will fall, if we keep roza on that day, then there is great reward also that the previous year's sins are all forgiven. And then ibadah done during any one of these nights will give you the reward equivalent to ibadah done on Laylatul Qadr night. Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness. Allah ta'ala is just giving us and giving us such beautiful chances, opportunities. It is left to us. Despite our weakness, despite our condition, Allah is granting us His opportunities. So wherever we may be, whichever part of the world, nothing stops us from doing amal saliha. What is amal saliha? In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted the Sahaba and of course the entire Ummah, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ, increase during these 10 days the recitation of La ilaha illallah. And Subhanallah, and Allahu Akbar, and Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah. So Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. What is so difficult in taking the beautiful name and this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So easy, this tasbihat. Even if we read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, the third kalima. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually mentioned this in the hadith. That read these tasbihat in abundance during these days. Alhamdulillah, we have dhikr majlises. We are acquainted with dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is not something new for us now. Take your tasbih and recite in abundance during these Mubarak days, these tasbihat which Rasulullah SAW has mentioned to us. Try and keep some roza at least, even if just one roza, the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah. Some ibadat during the night, tahajjud salat. The night is quite long now, mashallah. 2 rakats tahajjud salat, 4 rakats tahajjud salat. And engage in dua. Dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah is giving us these opportunities, won't Allah's mercy not come then? Of course, we have to refrain from sins. We have to fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to fulfill the rights of mankind. We have to have unity, muhabbat amongst us. There are many other factors that deprive us of Allah's mercy. Of course, we should make sure that we don't indulge in sin and vice and evil. But Allah's mercy during these Mubarak days, they are coming down. Inshallah, we should make some type of effort to gain from Allah Ta'ala's treasures and Allah's abundant mercy. During these days, inshallah, remind ourselves of the lesson of Qurbani. Many of us may have already purchased our animal, or the verge of purchasing our animal, or soon we'll be purchasing our animals. Of course, we have heard every year the importance of purchasing the correct type of animal, the suitable animal, that which is accepted in Sharia, the type of animal, buy a healthy animal. We have to go to the ulama, find out the masail, what type of animal we should purchase. But do it wholeheartedly. Do it wholeheartedly. Then of course, know the lessons of Qurbani. That look at the test that came down upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What a test. This test has not come to you and I. That take your son and slaughter him. Imagine if that had to be for us also. Which one of us will have the courage? Which one of us will pass the test? But Ibrahim Khalilullah, he passed the test with flying colors. That is why he was Khalilullah. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, his son, absolutely obedient to his father, absolutely obedient and loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes both father also Nabi and son also Nabi. Allah blesses him. Allah accepts the dua of the father and the amin of the son after building the Kaaba. That Allah makes Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest Nabi of all Anbiya, from the same progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Nabi loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, the lessons of Qurbani, we should discuss it with our families, with our children, the importance of Qurbani, and what is the object of Qurbani, and how we should do our Qurbani. And we hear all the time Mashayikh wal Ulama saying that when we are placing the knife on the throat or the jugular vein of the animal, or the throat of the animal, at that time, think as though we are placing the knife on our nafs. And this is what we talk about all the time. Fighting this nafs, opposing this nafs. This nafsi ammara, as we said. The one that is prompting us towards evil, towards filth, towards vice and haram. So again, there's another opportunity for us to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make amends. We made mistakes. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we are ajiz. Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, you know how weak we are. Oh my Allah, we are turning again to you. Oh Allah, we beg you to change our conditions, Change the condition of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us become your friends. Ya Allah, make us become your friends. How you made Nabi Kareem Habibullah? How you made Ibrahim Khalilullah? How you made Musa Kareemullah? Ya Allah, we can never become Anbiya. But we can come into the list of your awliya. Ya Allah, make us your friends. Inshallah, we do this, Allah Ta'ala, make it easy for all of us. Again, these are Mubarak days. Of course, we'll next week, when the moon will be sighted, we'll know which day is the first of the Hijjah and when Eid al-Adha will take place. But let us not waste time during those Mubarak days. To the best of our ability. Each person has his own ability, capability, is isti'adat. But at least sometime, instead of wasting all the time, most of us, what we'll do, mashallah, the virtues, we know it. So we will send the virtues out whole day. But sending out the virtues to every person is very good. Excellent, somebody will get targheeb. But don't just waste your time now in things about other things that's happening in the world and becoming so worried and so consumed every day and night. What is on our tongues currently? We all know what we're talking about. Whole day, whole night. Now let's turn our direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's talk about Allah's greatness. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This will remove all the other difficulties we are suffering from. And this taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build our yaqeen and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah it will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we will be wasting our time in futile activities, in every other type of thing, besides turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be fools. Really, we'll be fools if our time, blessed time is wasted and everything besides turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know whether we will see another Dhul Hijjah again. We are seeing in front of us people who we know passing away every single day. So many we have seen. In the last month or two, every single day we are seeing this person passed away, he passed away, he passed away in hospital, she passed away. So many of them, so many of them. All this should be now enough sabak for us to prepare for maut, prepare for akhirat. And I spoke about this last week. Prepare for maut. When maut is going to strike, no person knows. Nobody sitting here knows. Allah knows best whether we'll see the moon of the Hijjah or not. May Allah give us afiyat and life and sihat. It is important. Always it's stressed on afiyat and sihat and ikhlas maqbuliyat. Allah must give us a tawfiq. A person can be alive during those days, but he cannot do anything. So Allah give us sihat also, and Allah give good health to all those who are sick. There's so many, so many. Before even coming to the masjid, I spoke to some person who I know. I know the brother very, very well, who is not well at all. There's so many others who admitted to hospital this morning. There are doctors in hospital. People who we know, friends. And so many others we don't even know. And really, some of them are really, really suffering. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulty. May Allah make it be easy for them. May Allah give them complete shifa. May Allah give them complete shifa. When you make dua, let us not be kanjus in our dua just for ourselves, our own family. No, make for the whole ummah. Regardless, we know the people, we don't know them. Regardless, we'll meet them or won't meet them even. But inshallah, through some person's dua, Allah Ta'ala will give shifa. And if maut is decreed, then Allah must give the person an asan maut. And Allah must give the family sabri jameel. There are some places we know. The man has passed on. He's left this world. He's got masoom children. There's nobody to see to them. Nobody to see to them. We will talk about every other thing in this world and whole day arguing and fighting and fighting is sickening now. Spend our efforts in looking after those people. Find out who's there, who needs some help. How can they be of assistance to mankind? Is somebody having some problem? He doesn't have the means of going to hospital. Find out, help the person, you will get reward. Let's not just worry about our own selves all the time. It's only our own family, our own self. Ummat, we are ummatis of Rasul. Of course, each person has his own ability. Every person doesn't have the means of providing for every other person. But you can make some effort. You can make a few calls in a nice way. There's so many people out there. They won't stretch their hands to us. But if you are sincere, Allah will show you, and Allah will guide you, and Allah will use you as a means to assist the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. This is what we have to be. And we have seen in the lives of our pious elders, we're doing this biography of Hazrat Hussein Ahmad Madi rahmatullahi on Mondays. Three Mondays we have spoken about him, and we have seen how selfless they were. Not selfish. We are selfish people. Our efforts centered around ourselves. My wife, my children. Finish. But we are ummatis of who? Rasulullah says, we are different. We look out to how we can help every other person. So look around us, find out. There are people who are battling. They don't have means to buy medication. And if you can be of some help to some person, assist him, assist her in a good way. Inshallah, inshallah, Allah will help you also. When you leave this world, Allah will help your family. Allah will help your children. Allah will help your progeny. May Allah give me tawfiq first. I'm very weak. May Allah give me tawfiq. Give all of us tawfiq. Let us be good ummatis. Let us be good ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bistadru sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa 'azimi sultanik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, faghfir lana wa tub 'alayna, faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله مالك غناكم معاف فرما مالك خطاكم معاف فرما الله forgive us every single sin we committed my Allah يا الله ہماری ذنوب معاصي يا الله آثام يا الله یا اللہ خطیعات سب کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ وی آر یور مخلوق یا اللہ یا اللہ وی آر یور سلیوز یا اللہ یو آر اور مولا یو آر آقا یو آر اور ماسٹر یا اللہ ایوری تھنگ از ان یور کنٹرول یا اللہ یو کریٹڈ دی اسکائیز دی ارتھ یا اللہ یو کریٹڈ دی ہیونز دی عرش دی کرسی یا اللہ یا اللہ ایوری تھنگ بلونگز ٹو یو دی اینجلز بلونگ ٹو یو دی جنات بلونگ ٹو یو یا انسان بلونگ ٹو یو دی اینیملز The creatures, the birds, the insects, the fish, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive the entire Ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, don't turn away your nigah of rahmat from us, my Allah. Allah, don't turn your nigah of mercy away from us. Allah, your merciful glance, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we have been begging, my Allah. We are begging, Ya Allah, only through your grace and your favor, Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq, my Allah.
Allah will continue to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are weak, my Allah. Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. You are not bound by time, by Allah. You are not bound by any person. You are ghalib. Nobody can question you. Nobody can ask you your wisdom, my Allah. Nobody can ask you anything, my Allah. Nobody can demand from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only make a plea to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only beg from you, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide all of us, my Allah. Forgive us. Help us, my Allah. Show us sirat mustaqim. Put us into sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Give us a good mawt. Mawt with iman, my Allah. Allah, mawt with iman, my Allah. The condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, looking at the events that are taking place, my Allah. Different occurrences, my Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, my Allah. Don't make it be difficult on the ummat of Nabi, ya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we confess, my Allah. We confess our wrongs, my Allah. We confess our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, we beg you, my Allah. The small child who does wrong, the mother spanks the child, but after some time, the mother feels sorry, my Allah. And the mother showers the child with some mercy. The mother embraces the child. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Allah, you have written in your arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. My mercy supersedes my anger. Allah, we ask you from that mercy, my Allah. Some person who is sincere sitting here tonight, my Allah. Some mother, brother or sister at home listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, some person who's got, ya Allah. Allah, a ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Who, when they raise their hand, you accept it to ask. Answer our dua. Answer our dua. Answer our dua, my Allah. These Mubarak days are coming now. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, the barakat of these days, my Allah. Remove this pandemic, my Allah. Remove it completely. And all the evils it has brought, my Allah. The disunity it has created, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, there are so many in hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, my Allah. There are so many mothers who are making iddat in the hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, the husbands have passed on. They are also sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are some elderly people, my Allah. They are ulama, my Allah. They are doctors, my Allah. They are different people, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many requested us to make dua. Ya Allah, we are the greatest of all sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa-i kamil, ya Allah. Give us also shifa, my Allah. Protect us from all these diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, ya Allah. Grant us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us barakat, ya Allah. Grant us, ya Allah, happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring noor, anwar in your masjid, my Allah, in your houses, my Allah. Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa, in every single of your house, your masjid, in the entire world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized our mistakes, my Allah. We have seen, my Allah. We are feeling the pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore the conditions, ya Allah, the good conditions that we enjoyed, my Allah, and better conditions than before even, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become ungrateful servants now, my Allah. Allah, make us from the zakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Give us qanaat and zuhd in our life. Give us a simple life, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq al-muhabbat, ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us from your awliya'i kamileen, siddiqeen, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us from the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from Dajjal, protect our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Ya Allah, protect all of us from Dajjal and the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us be, ya Allah, mu'mineen huwa kamileen, my Allah. Make us muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person the fulfillment of his need, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. La, remove our difficulties, whatever problems we have, whatever sorrows, grief, hardship, musibat, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested duas answer the jaiz murad also, my Allah. Hazirin ghaibin sabi dua qabool farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.